Hello out there, this is Cammy White and you're listening to Rushdown Radio.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Rushdown Radio. I'm Anthony.
And I am the Waffle House stage in Tekken 8.
I was prepared. I'm not taking off guard this time. I knew you were up to fuckery, as you always are.
Why did you say that about me?
Because it's
so
true.
Because
it's true.
It's not true.
Listeners will know.
They
don't
know that. They know that I am a good person.
No one said you are a bad person.
I think,
but even good people can be up to fuckery.
I don't think that's what's happening here. I think I'm entertaining the people who listen to the show.
In any case, welcome to a brand new episode where we discuss the game industry at large, despite its bleak prospects.
Man, it's like every year it just gets worse, it feels like.
And though there are bright spots that people see or don't see, you know, depending on what you see on the internet, if you're reading, of course.
If you're reading, actually.
Yes.
Not just reading headlines.
You know, we won't say names or groups or spaces, but you know who you are.
Yeah, they're pretty prevalent all over the internet.
But hey, that's what we're here for, to bring you the news, the bright spots, and the funnies.
Do we bring bright spots?
We're bright spots.
Yeah, we, as in us.
Look, we can only do so much. We are two guys. All right? We are two guys doing our best.
Just two dudes trying our best.
Yes. But, Michael.
Yes.
What's your plan?
So I just finished Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and I hate it so much.
Wow.
I hate that game a lot. That is probably one of my least favorite Square Enix games I've ever played in my life. I hate that game so much. It did a lot of hurt to me. I don't like it. It wasn't made for me. I can feel it. Every time I play a game, you're like, you know what? I am not the target for this game.
Yes.
That is how I felt about playing that game. I have never felt that for RPG before I played that. I didn't know what that was like. Like, I was intending to have a great time with this game. Like, oh, they got new attacks, and the trails look cool, and Sephiroth not even in this damn game, really.
Don't say that to me.
He's barely there.
Don't say that.
He is barely in this game.
That hurts a lot of my interest in this game.
He was so in the first part. This part, he's barely there. You don't even see him. You see the Turks more.
Okay. Before we move on, because I have questions, okay. We are going to give you a spoiler warning.
Oh, yeah, spoiler warning right now. I might spoil some stuff, so.
I'm going to ask straight up, do they explain anything extra about the ghastly creature things?
What ghastly creature things?
The spirits that fly around and, like.
Sort of. They kind of allude to certain things about them, but they don't give you, like, the origin or anything about that, really. No.
Okay.
They don't do that. They don't offer that information.
And is Zack important?
Because
that made it seem like he's going to be, like, in this game.
He's in the game? Is he important? No. But he makes an appearance. He's in this game more than he's in his, the previous parts of this game. But as far as like being integral to the story, no. He's not integral to the story.
Gotcha.
Not at all. There's some cute fan service that happens towards the end. But yeah, there's a lot about the game I don't like.
Last question.
Okay.
Oh, I just had it in my head what my last question was. How did I forget it just right now? Blah, blah. No, I don't care about how different it is because we know it's different.
Yeah. It's different in dumb ways. They make some dumb choices.
Dumb choices?
Yes.
You mean like all the minigames?
Besides just that, that's egregious. I hate
Oh,
that
there
part.
It is. Is Vincent still missable?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Not at all. You can't miss him. But you can't play with him in this one either, though.
What?
Oh, yeah. You can't play with him or Sid in this game. They make an appearance, though, but they're not playable. You only play with them until the next game, probably.
My interest in this game has just decreased like 50%.
Like, I would say this is a filler of this trilogy.
The way you're describing this game is going to make me play the original.
I went to this game really being excited. I went to this game like, I'm going to have a great time. They're going to do some cool. No, they don't. They took things that may have taken like an hour and turned into like 6 and 7 hours. to do it.
They did that with the last one.
Yeah, but it's a lot worse this time because this one has less stuff. Because at least in the original remake, there was a lot of stuff that's actually like real story beats. This game has a lot of filler, like stuff that don't even have anything to do with anything. We are literally just fucking around a lot of times in this game.
Damn, not just fucking around.
Just dicking around, doing stupid shit.
Unfortunate.
And I was not happy. I was so ready for that game to be over. I have never been in a situation where I had a game like, this needs to end now, before I want to throw this game into the trash can.
This is not what I expected.
I didn't expect it either. I was ready to be happy and just like love this game. But that's not what I got. I got this weird AAA engagement farming game they pretty much made.
Engagement farming game.
Yes. Everything feels like it's a chore. Nothing feels like it's supposed to be made for fun. Everything's like, okay, we're going to make you do all of these like really remedial tasks to make you play the game longer, to pat the game out. Honestly, if they would just make this game purely like story, this game would have been like 15, 20 hours at most.
As opposed to what?
I think I spent 50 hours in this game. Because there are like so many chapters that just, you're not doing anything special, really. Just dicking around.
That's unfortunate.
Just doing stupid shit. Just making up stuff. Like, just adding stuff to the game just for the sake of adding stuff to it.
Damn, not just making up stuff.
They really just made up shit. Like, in remake, there were some parts that definitely were filler. But the filler stuff was to add more context to certain things that wasn't in the original. This is just bullshit. Cult of the Assault should not be a whole chapter.
What?
The Golden Saucer should not be a whole chapter. They should not be whole chapters by themselves. No, they should not. But they are.
That's what?
Yes. I'm just so upset at the way this game went about things.
I'm sorry you had such an experience with this game.
I did. But I'm having a better time with Yakuza. Yakuza is the truth. I should have played Yakuza instead. But I think it would have been worse. Because I wouldn't have been able to appreciate Yakuza as much now. After playing Rebirth. Yakuza, great. They just made the game better than it was last time.
Yakuza is always here.
It's so good. Oh, it's so fun.
It's always here.
The only thing that I don't like in Yakuza right now is I can't change my class. But I think that's because of the story. So I'm going to let it slide.
Don't tell me nothing about that. Because I have not even played it yet.
Okay. That's like the only thing that's like, I wish I could change my class.
Because I'm not doing $70. Y'all can miss me.
But other than that, Yakuza has been a fun time. I think I'm on chapter 5 right now. And it's been a blast. They made so many good quality of life changes to the game. You get a Segway. It auto drives for you, which is great. Because I don't feel like having to like do stuff. You can point and click to a place like, okay, go here. And it'll go there for you.
That's kind of cool.
Yes. Funny enough, Rebirth has a Segway too, and it's awful.
Oh.
Just want to throw that out there.
Ooh.
It's weird because they're both, the type of games are pretty similar. They're both open world, a lot of dumb stuff, a lot of minigames. The way Yakuza goes about minigames is so good. They're never intrusive. A lot of times you gotta go look for them.
Yes.
Like, you don't just, like, oh, here's it. And again, most of the time, like, if they do throw it to, minigame actually, it's like a tutorial. Like, hey, here's what you can do, but you don't have to.
Not to mention, they really lean into how ridiculous some of their minigames
are. Oh my god, there's some really dumb ones, and they're so silly. Like, I'm having such a great time. It's just reminding me, like, this is just great overall, just a great game. And I've
never seen a game make me care about like RC racing like Yakuza did.
Right, just the dumbest stuff. Like, it's so good.
And they
good.
Even attach storylines to some of
yes.
them, which is amazing.
Like, real life, like, a really engrossing storyline for they side quest. The side quest in Rebirth felt very sterile. The side quest in Yakuza feel like they put time and effort into this shit.
Like, yes, it can be just about playing an RC car, but as you play the missions, you realize that one of the guys who works for the RC company is trying to figure his life out.
Yep.
Trying to get himself a wife, but he's like, I can't keep doing this. So he's got to do something else. That's compelling.
Yes, really well-written stuff. It makes you want to do the side missions because you get something out of it, not just the whatever prize you get or whatever item you get. You actually get a good story out of it, too. And then Kasuga's, I mean, he's Kasuga. Like, he makes everything better.
Like, I didn't think that he was going to be better than Kiryu, but
He's different than Kiryu.
Right, I'm about to say, he's not better. He's like a sidestep.
The vibe is different.
He's a different... Yeah, there you go. He's different.
He is like...
Because...
Toxic positivity, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Because Kiryu was very much the stoic guy.
Yes.
Who's like the straight man through every situation. And what happens around him was always comical, given his reaction.
Yes.
Katsuga, he's just...
He's the best. I love him so much. He's such a dummy.
It's like, how does this keep happening to you, man?
It only gets worse in this game. You think you were done in the last one? Ha! Now we're in America doing stupid shit, dealing with cops and stuff, which I love fighting cops. That is a treat.
Okay, liberal.
All cops are bastards, and Kasuga would agree.
Wow. All right, liberal.
All right, what are you playing?
All right, so I finally finished Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay.
I'm finally done. We're free.
You're free.
I've gotten two different endings. I love this game, which is like such a change to what we were. Man, yeah. I was so ready to clown this game for the rest of its lifespan, but it's just so good.
Yeah, it got fixed. This is the intended version of this game.
Actually. Yes. If this is the game on release, I'd be glazing it. Still, because it's so much good stuff. I don't even want to talk about missions. If you still haven't played Cyberpunk, give it a shot. I say it's worth it.
They fixed all of the bugs and problems. I'm glad they did, because that launch was so rough.
Oh, that launch was miserable. And while there's still a bug or two here, it's like not even that bad.
Yeah. Like, a bug or two is, you might get that. That's just most games. But the way those bugs were when it originally launched was egregious and terrible. Like, what did you guys even do?
Yeah, I don't know who y'all had working on that from the get-go. But now...
It's good.
It's very good. It's a quality game. I recommend.
Did you do DLC too?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably why you're playing so long then.
Idris Elba is an asshole.
I think that's the point.
He's a bastard.
I think that's the point.
So was Keanu Reeves.
That's the point.
They was like, just play assholes, and they did their job quite well.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard.
Especially Keanu Reeves.
I'm sure.
Dear Lord, what a piece of shit.
Of people he probably met and stuff.
Have to, because I don't know how else you can be such a piece of shit, like, on the fly.
Not on the fly.
Let's see. I'm also playing Persona Reload.
Yes!
Because, you know.
Life-changing game.
Persona 3 is my favorite Persona game.
Man, same here. That Reload just made me like even more than I did already.
And I am including Royal in this. Because, I mean, I've said how much I love Royal. Yes. But it ain't three.
You play 5 twice.
I mean, shit. I'm technically playing 3 twice.
That's true. That is true. So, but at least 3 is a whole, like, remake. You played 5 like twice.
Look,
with just a little bit extra content the second time around.
The extra content was worth it to me. While Kasumi was a flop.
I'm so sad about that.
So while Kasumi was, you know, a bit of a flop.
Not a flop, girl.
Yeah, she, look, man, she wasn't it. That was
she
her whole.
So cool, though.
I mean, yeah, but she was in her flop era. I'm sorry,
she had her flop era that quick.
She, but the villain, good shit.
How are you in your flop era? Your debut. That's impossible. How can you be your flop era?
Look, she didn't come out swinging.
I hate that for me because I was gonna play it because of her. She was their design was great.
I'm sorry, but she wasn't. Not at all, really.
I'm so sad about that, honestly.
Like, going through her whole, like, link, her social link, and learning all about her, it's like, I guess, girl.
Whatever you say. I don't like that. I guess I just won't play that version then.
And the last game I'm playing is Inscription.
I have no idea.
It's a little indie game.
It has to be.
Well, it's a deck building roguelite.
Ugh, of course.
But it's weird. Really weird. I like it. So, you know.
Deck building roguelike like that. So many weird words together.
So the initial premise is you're building a deck because you're going to play a card game with this mysterious stranger across the table from you. Things should start getting weird, though. Like, one of your cards start talking to you. Uh-oh. And if you lose twice, you kind of die and get turned into a card that you can use in your next run. Yeah, you know, it's a weird game.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And your cards keep talking to you and giving you the impression that something real sinister is going down.
I'm not shocked you're playing a weird game. You tend to play weird games anyway.
I do.
You like the weird, different, quirky type
And this
games.
Was a game that I've been eyeballing for a long time. And I finally just said, all right, I'll give it a try. So far, so good.
That's good. It's nice to, like, look at a game you've been wanting for a while and then finally get in. It's actually fun.
It very much is.
Unlike my experience with Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Michael, I'm sorry.
Waited, what, 4 years?
Okay.
For a game that I don't like now.
Okay.
From a franchise I love. Final Fantasy VII is one of my favorites.
All right.
And now I can't, like, love the second version of it.
You let me know when you're done.
Because now it's tainted by them trying to put stuff in there. Like, why did they put stuff about Angeal in the game? Why we don't even mention him anymore?
He is kind of like a black sheep right now, isn't he?
Him and Genesis are nowhere near in the damn game. But there's this idiot from the mobile game in here. Who's supposed to be? I'm supposed to know who he is. I don't know who the fuck he is. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, give us Gak back.
And they even mentioned the whole degradation thing, the cell degradation thing, which was a huge part of Zack's game and the characters involved with it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get what was the point. What was the point of re-releasing Zack's game if you're not going to even talk about the game itself in the new game that you're even picking in the first place? That's stupid. Y'all could just not include Zack if you're not going to include Zack's whole story. It's like, oh, you gotta play Zack's Crisis Core before Rebirth comes out so you know what's going on. Liars. Okay, sorry.
You got it all out your system, man.
I have some of it out. I don't know if all of it.
I feel like we're gonna have a discussion afterwards.
We may have several discussions.
We might have a pop off.
Because I am not happy.
Was this your time to let this all out?
I don't know. I feel like I was like trying to be. I'm just tired of this game. And the worst part is that people are like, you didn't like it? Oh my God, this game's incredible. It's the greatest game ever. There are a little people out there saying this is the greatest game I've ever played in life.
I get the feeling you ain't played too many video games.
That's what it feels like to me, too. The best game your entire life? Ever?
Yeah, I mean, ever? That's powerful.
Like, ever. You've never played anything better than this. This is the peak for you. I think the whole use of the word peak is getting on my nerves here anyway. Everything's peak.
All right. Before you get on a whole new rant.
I will, because I'll get on another one and talk about like 8 different things.
Let's get into these stories here.
All right. What we got first?
So, Phil Spencer.
Everybody's dad.
He wants to discuss the industry's lack of growth.
He talk about the lack of growth on Xbox, first of all. Let's talk about that. Whoa. But okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. We talk about lack of growth in the industry. You need to worry about your own house first. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're not. he even says that Xbox is not immune to this.
I'm sure he did. He had to. That would have been weird not to mention that.
But his biggest concerns is that the industry is projected to be smaller next year in terms of players and dollars, and just how many people have been laid off over the past couple of years. Like, they're clearly bad signs of the industry and how it's just not doing great right now.
Because y'all bastardized it. Y'all turned into a corporation instead of just a medium of just self-expression and entertainment. Y'all put y'all corporate dollars in it and got y'all grubby little hands on it now.
Ah, there's the statistic I was waiting for. Across the video games industry as a whole, more than 15,000 people are thought to have been let go over the past 18 months.
That's a lot of people.
15,000 in 18 months. Y'all, that's so many people.
That's a lot of people. And yet we can't get games with 4K 60 regularly.
We will discuss that later. because, wow. So after all the ways that the industry has tried to force growth, microtransactions, loot boxes, battle passes, free-to-play, gotcha, season passes, all these ways to try and nickel and dime the player base. And what you're admitting is that none of it has been working.
It's probably working, but not enough to, like, see substantial growth. You know, the model of, you know, infinite growth and
substantial
shit.
Substantial, ever-increasing growth.
Yes, that's what they are looking for.
And this is why things are the way they are.
Yep.
Because you all have set such unrealistic standards.
Yeah, because capitalism doesn't understand that infinite growth is not sustainable.
Well, now they're seeing it in real time that it is very much not a sustainable thing.
Not at all.
Never has been.
So Phil Spencer's coming out saying this is very funny, but, you know.
Especially since they're one of the places that have been laying off so many people.
Yep. Was this like an interview he was doing?
Let's see. Yeah, he said that in an interview with Polygon.
Oh, okay.
I'll read a quote from him that's, you know, relevant here. I don't get any luxury of not having to run a profitable growing business inside of Microsoft, and we are that today. But I reflect on friends of mine in the industry that have been displaced and lost their jobs, and how just I don't want this industry to be a place where people can't with confidence build a career. So that's why I keep pivoting back to how does this industry get back to growth? I'm going to start with a very obvious answer.
Mm-hmm.
Make good games.
Yeah, that would be the first part. Second, that would help a lot.
Second part of that is to keep your goddamn promises to your consumers.
Now, that's hard.
Apparently so, because, ooh.
Because some of those promises have money tied to it, and it's not money coming in, it's money going out.
And would it be so hard to just respect your player base?
What?
Is it so hard to not look at the player base and be like, how many dollars can we extract from these simple-minded fools?
You're expecting them not to look at people as just dollar signs?
A little bit. I mean, maybe it'll help with growth.
That's a tough one. That is a toughie.
Apparently so. Apparently we can't have that. Apparently we just got a deal. So, I mean, until then, I guess they're going to have to deal with that lack of growth.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we should. You know what? Take Ubisoft out. Take Ubisoft out the industry. And I promise you, we're going to be doing better. We're going to be doing game busters on these games.
Are you sure?
Not entirely, but, I mean, it can't hurt.
Just take them out.
All I'm saying right now is that the industry isn't doing good and Ubisoft is here. So we should try it without Ubisoft.
Okay, Ubisoft, while awful, can't be the sole purpose or sole reason why the industry not doing well.
But they're a big one.
There's definitely a symptom, but not the source.
I don't think we're going to get to the source because we know the source.
Yeah.
But the source isn't going to change.
Oh, that's the unfortunate part. It's just weird having Phil Spencer say that shit.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, who else is going to? Who else would in this instance?
It's like right message, wrong messenger type of situation.
Yeah. But, you know, his motives are clear. He wants to run a successful business.
Yeah.
So I guess in that regard, we should be happy that he's wearing his intentions on his sleeve.
Our expectations are in the damn doghouse, if that's all we need to expect from him.
Yes. Like, yes, they are.
The bar is in fucking hell.
Yes. Yes, it is. The like, bar is in hell to know that all we expect from these people is honesty.
I mean, sure. Let's just say that the industry does need to grow, and there's a reason. Did he even say ways they can grow? Like, was it like a? Oh, he's just talking shit.
Let's see. Blah 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 blah. Nope.
He offered no solutions, but only problems.
He's like, but he has the reasons.
That's not helpful. We need solutions then.
So here are the reasons he offers. The overall pool of people buying consoles is staying similar across recent hardware generations, which means they aren't getting more people to get consoles. games are taking longer to make and are more expensive, yes, while companies are tightening their belts after a splurge of COVID lockdown era spending.
Yep.
Y'all got a little too happy during COVID and was like, it'll always stay this way. And then it didn't. Because y'all were just not making games.
Yeah. What is Phil Spencer doing?
Yeah, he didn't go like, well, here's what we should do. He was just like, yep, it's like that out here.
It's like that out here. That does nothing. That has no material value to it. Well, you've been in the street for how long? That's all you got?
Look, he said that it can grow and will grow again. That's all he got.
But that didn't tell us how we're going to get there.
We just going to get there.
With well wishes and happy thoughts?
We're an industry. We're in this together.
Are we?
We're in this together.
That's a fragrant
We got
lie.
This.
Y'all don't got nothing but lies.
Look, we got this. I don't think it's going to be cool.
Is it?
Be smooth about this.
It can't be.
I don't think it can't. Gotta have some faith.
Do I?
Gotta
in who?
Gotta have some faith and buy some games. You ever think about that? Just buying some games?
I bought games.
I don't know if you bought enough.
I buy games all the time.
You gotta buy some more.
How many more do I gotta buy? What, 10?
Enough to sustain industry.
I have to single-handedly sustain the industry.
I mean, not just you. We all gotta do our part.
We gotta chip in.
We all... You know... It's like the question of, like, who should be paying the bill, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, we all got to put in our equal part. We can't just put in a little bit here and a little bit there. We all got to chip in a little bit. Maybe buy that battle pass you was eyeballing.
Do we?
Maybe buy that loot box.
For who?
You know, buy those cosmetics, man. Look, go ahead and buy that premium currency. That you were eyeballing the other day.
I was never eyeballing premium currency.
This ain't just you. This is the people. Got to chip in and save the industry.
I hate this so much.
So we can get good games again.
I thought this was one of the best years ever for video games.
Look,
last year.
Look,
before that.
Make video games great again.
Every year is the best year of video games.
Well, now we are seeing that was a lie.
First was up, it was... What was it? I'm trying to think what game they said. No, not game, but what year. I know 2020. No, not 2020. It was 2022. They said it was a great year for games. Definitely last year. They were like, oh my God, the best year ever we ever had.
Look, make video games great again. Okay. That's the motto.
Make great games first.
Well, they need money to do that.
Well, they need to go find some other source.
We are the source.
No, the fuck we not.
We are
not the source.
We are the money.
How? We don't even have any.
Because we're consumers.
You say like it's consumers TM or something.
I mean, take it how you will.
Okay, I had this stupid thought.
What?
I just thought of somebody wearing an earring that says trademark on it. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought of that. I don't know. What's our next
that's
story?
That's what console fanboys look like.
Actually, I would buy some PlayStation earrings.
Nah, them fanboys, they out here with branding property of Microsoft.
Okay, that's a bit much.
Hey, have you seen these people online?
Yeah, they make no sense.
All right, we're going to move on.
Okay.
So we start roasting these folks. Larian Studios, you know, the people behind the acclaimed Baldur's Gate 3, they are done with Baldur's Gate games.
That was fast.
Hey, man, they said they had enough.
Oh, okay, well.
Well, I don't know if they said it aggressively.
That's more than enough, though.
Hey, they did something great. And, you know, they've already made it clear that they're not going to make any expansions.
Yeah, they say they're done with it. It's all because of, what's the place called?
Wizards of the Coast?
Yeah, it's their fault.
What?
Yeah, they're not doing anything. They're breaking ties with them completely because of Wizards of the Coast.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
They are kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how that's the case because, oh, God. Wizards of the Coast must be a nightmare to work with.
I mean, you would be right.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. You see?
I do see. Because Wizard of the Coast, you know, they're eyeballing Baldur's Gate like, that right? You want to integrate this into other stuff like Magic the Gathering?
Yeah.
Wizard of the Coast has their own controversies, but it is going to suck to see Larian Studios not work on something like this again. However, I am looking forward to what they do next.
Yeah.
Because they make a mean video game, man.
They have the formula. Now I know what to do.
Yes. They've done this, I think, 3 times now, if not 2.
Yep.
Because there's Baldur's Gate. What is that other game they work on? Divinity Original Sin.
Oh, yeah. The other game.
Yes. That is another game where if you look at it and you put the pieces together, you can do it. Do you want to get some goblins drunk so you don't have to fight them, only for them to come back later and aid you in their drunkenness? Make it happen.
So no, you're not doing anything. They're not doing anything else. Baldur's Gate, and they're not working with Wizard of the Coast anymore. I wonder what the game's going
to
be.
Well, they're being pretty tight-lipped about it. They really only just came out to say, yeah, we're not making another one. All they're going to do now is like fixes and maybe little tweaks here and there for Baldur's Gate 3. But the next Baldur's Gate won't be them.
And it's not going to sell.
Maybe not. Depending on who they get to do it.
Who's going to want to do it? Who's going to want to work? Well, it's going to be Ubisoft.
Yeah, because the next person that does it, they're going to have to be compared to this. And they're going to have to be okay with that.
Yep.
And who knows if they are.
I doubt it.
Because that's got to be a hill to climb.
It's got
to
be somebody who's like has like a lot of clout, pretty much, and industry like influence to be able to withstand the scrutiny that's going to happen from them and be compared to the previous game.
Yeah, they got to be tough and they got to be confident. And
they got to have a good PR team.
Well, good luck to Larian Studios. I know the next thing y'all make is going to be pretty damn great.
Yeah. Good on them. Hopefully it's a better turn-based game. Hopefully. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably good they got away from that damn Wizard of the Coast. No more dice rolling and shit. I don't know why. That's one reason I didn't even play that game.
Well, I mean, there's no guarantee they won't do that, but I guess there's a decreased possibility.
Yes, please get rid of that mechanic. I do not want to have to write dice roll everything.
Yes, that's for the D&D faithfuls.
Yeah, I am not one of those people. I do not love dice rolling everything. I want the game to do it for me. That's the whole point of playing computer video games. They take all the dice rolling out for me.
Well, I see how you feel about the dice rolling.
Yes, why don't I play D&D?
Fair enough. All right. So this is an interesting one. The FTC blocks the ESRB's plans for face recognition software.
Oh, God.
Now,
the future is now.
Yeah, they claim that they want to uphold, what is that? I think it's called COPPA. Oh,
that's the name of the,
It's basically the bill that, like, makes it so that kids can't just do what they want on the internet. They gotta have, like, permission.
Okay.
Yeah. The Children's Online Privacy and Protection Rule, or COPPA.
COPPA.
Yep, it requires parental consent to be given any online service that they're like, wait, what? Which requires parental consent to be given for any online service likely to engage with users under the age of 13. There we go. So I guess the software is supposed to be like, hey, your kid, get your parents.
Hey.
Get your parents. But the software opens up a few questions. Like, what do you guys do with the face data?
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah. They're like, the FTC is like, nah, brother, this opens up too many problems. And you're going to have too much control. We don't like that. And apparently, it was a unanimous decision to not let this go through.
Damn. Huh. Well, I think this is a good thing because exploiting children is not cool. And it's not something that could be used to exploit children.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, it sounds nice in theory that you're going to have to use face recognition to do things like buy currency online and stuff. But this is America.
Yeah.
All it takes is like somebody to hack you, or they're like, you know what? We could sell this data. I am happy that they didn't go with this. I don't trust it. I don't think it was going to be anything good.
Yeah.
But it's creepy that they even came to this.
I mean, technology's kind of going really, really fast right now, especially with AI.
Ugh, I don't like that. Technology's getting creepy.
It's going to get creepier, trust me. Just brace yourself.
I don't like it. But it is what it is, I suppose. All right, so that's that on that. Oh, the Japanese police make an arrest of a guy who was making threats to Nintendo.
I have such mixed emotions about Nintendo.
I do too. Most of them negative. But that doesn't mean that they deserve to be harassed with death threats.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Let's see.
Not even a bit. That's a lot of much.
Yeah. Like, it was so bad that Nintendo had to suspend, like, a bunch of events because of this guy.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, it got very serious very quickly.
Yeah, they take stuff like that real serious, especially in Japan.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense to take it seriously.
Yeah, that was not something they were going to mess with. Let's see. Oh, they canceled several events in Japan for 2024. Let's see. The guy was a 27-year-old man suspected of threatening Nintendo staff, events, and spectators. It canceled several events like the Nintendo Live and the Splatoon Koshi 2023 finals and postponing others.
Damn.
Like, damn, my guy. What the hell was wrong with you? They were receiving constant threats targeting its employees and most recently received threats targeting the spectators and staff at the Splatoon Koshin 2023 Grand Final. Now, of course, they didn't go into detail on what the threats were, but, I mean, if it's enough for them to make these kind of moves, then...
That'd be something pretty serious.
Yeah. And ever since the Kyoto Animation attack, they take stuff like this incredibly seriously now.
That's good.
Yeah, it sucks that they had to go down for this to be a thing, but, you know, better safe than sorry, I suppose. Dang, what did Nintendo do to you, my guy?
Took away Yuzu.
Nah, he's been making threats before that.
Oh. Well.
That these aren't new threats. These are just the threats they finally got him for.
Well, maybe he was saving up all his anger.
I guess so.
That one day when he would make all of them pay for what they've done to him.
Maybe he was a person who played Pokemon Scarlet.
What's wrong with Scarlet? Oh, wait, that's the one with the motorcycle Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right, never mind.
Maybe he played Pokemon Scarlet and was like, enough's enough.
Enough!
I've had it. This game runs like shit. This thing is a motorcycle that runs on its limbs. I'm tired. It's time for me to unleash my wrath.
Ah, yes.
You will rue the day, Nintendo, that you fucked around, and now you shall find out by my hand.
I hate that phrase.
What?
Just, ugh.
What, fuck around and find
yes,
out?
Yes, yes.
Sorry, Michael. That's what happens sometimes. People fuck around and they find out.
What did they find out?
Well, he found out that threatening Nintendo puts you in jail.
That's such a weird story, though.
Yeah, and it always seems like every now and again there's the story of there was a guy who ran up on the company with a knife. Like, yeah. Wait, are y'all good over there?
Funny enough, I have not seen any public case talk about that.
What?
About the boy getting the, God, you just said it too.
What, the knife thing?
Yeah.
Nobody's talked about it. It was just like nobody wanted to talk about it. This guy ran up to MiHoYo with a knife and like nobody was saying anything about it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, shit, nobody really talked about this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they canceled events because of this guy. Not until I read this.
And I follow a lot of those content creators, so for them just not say nothing is just weird. I don't know. I just, at least something.
Something. Yeah. Something to show that we should be paying a little bit more attention to these folks.
Yes.
But, you know, this industry is irresponsible sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, oftentimes. All right, now we're going to go from the industry being irresponsible to players being a little irresponsible.
Oh?
We're going to talk about Stellar Blade.
Oh, God.
And the various discourses. See, you've been following this more than me.
Yes.
So please enlighten me.
So this spawned from the Sweet Baby Inc. situation. This is like an adjacent thing from that. And just to give people context, I wrote a whole little story about this, about Sweet Baby Inc., what they do, and the response to what they do on the internet, which has been completely negative by most people in the game industry because they misinterpreted what the woman said in a GDC panel discussion she was having about what her company does, which is basically help companies not fuck up when it comes to having inclusive stories in their games. That was all she said. And then she also said that, hey, if you want to pay for consulting, which a lot of companies do, aka Capcom did it most recently when they were making Kimberly, make sure that you're able to tell your higher ups if they don't care about this stuff and they add a character and it's like shitty representation, what that would look like, the backlash to come from that. Because yeah, having diverse characters is good, but if you do it poorly, that's gonna look really bad. That's all that woman said. And because it's a big thing, if you want to know more than that, you can go to the Rushdown. This should be a part of the editorials still up, so you can read the whole thing. It's pretty long. Now, how does this tie into Stellar Blade? Well, because of Sweet Baby Inc., they start to look at other companies and consulting places that are similar. There's a whole list of that, too. So first, it was, we're going to boycott any game that's associated to Sweet Baby Inc., which includes stuff like God of War and also Spider-Man 2. Now, the other companies that do similar work, they got targeted as well. That, oh, we're going to boycott your games because you try to force diversity into this woke stuff into our games and shit. We don't want that. And so, out of weird notions, Stellar Blade became this anti-woke game because of the fact the main character is hot and the designer and everybody and the lead designer of the game have been really vocal about wanting to make a game that had a very attractive main character. Now, a lot of places, publications have had a lot of different feelings and a lot of different, like, takes on this character. One in particular being IGN, I think it's IGN France.
Yeah.
So IGN France wrote a long, like, article about Stellar Blade's main character, Eve, and how she's pretty much, quote-unquote, a sex doll made by a person who's never seen a woman before. That was the quote. Now, one of the designers of the game, actually one of the art designers of the game, is a woman. So people are like, oh snaps, get dunked on. This game was made from a woman's perspective, as if women can't be misogynistic too. But you know, whatever. All right. Another part of this discourse was, what's her name? I believe her name is Ash Parrish. I think she works for, I want to say Kotaku. It's either Kotaku or Venture.
Oh dear.
So she made a tweet. She was tweeting about this stuff anyway. Another part of this is basically people were saying that all the journalists right now are in cahoots together to like try to make it seem like Sweet Baby Inc. is this really nice company that they shouldn't be mad at, and that all you gamers are just stupid. So she was right about that, and also she wrote a tweet about Stellar Blade saying that, you know, the sexuality in Stellar Blade is very much from the male gaze because it's very much all about the titty and ass, whereas Bayonetta is about empowerment. And that's been the discussion now, is about Stellar Blade's main character and, oh, she's made by a woman. Oh, this character is based off an actual real person's body, which it's not. Like, the character, the person they used and the end result don't look anything similar at all.
Yeah, they're like 30, 40 pounds apart.
Yes, it's so bizarre. And they use this whole like, oh, well, a woman designed her, get dunked on. Like, no, women can make characters for the male gaze too. Women contribute to patriarchy and misogyny too. They're not exempt because they did it. That's like saying black people can't be racist or saying black people can't be anti-black because they're black. They can contribute to the same systems of oppression too. Okay, that's the spill.
Okay, so we're going to take this piece by piece.
Okay.
We're going to take this with the first part of this game becoming the new paragon of anti-wokeness.
Yes.
It's going to be funny when it comes out and she's like fighting some government.
They're not going to care about that because she's still hot.
I swear, the obsession with anti-wokeness is just comical to me.
Oh, it's gotten so bad.
People are so ready to not just be in playing a woke game that they will play literally anything else.
Yes. All this DEI stuff.
Oh my god, what's the DEI acronym for?
Oh, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And that's bad because
we're pushing our identity politics in video games, but we shouldn't do that. And we also get ugly characters.
I see. That's dumb.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because they're like, oh, well, all this DEI this and DEI that. They're trying to take away my sexy character. My sexy characters are going to be gone because they want to make people look realistic and stuff.
So they're saying that sexy characters aren't realistic?
No, their thing is sexy characters are the antithesis of realism. Because we're not looking for realism. We're looking for just sexy characters. Because if a woman looks real like a normal woman does with normal body proportions, that's woke.
So if a woman looks real, that's woke.
Yes, like Aloy. Perfect example.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's woke agenda. You want these ugly-ass women in games. You want these pop bitches in games. I want my bitch to have...
I want my bitch to be a fantasy.
Yes, I want to have a size, what, a 15 in the waist? I want to have triple, double, quadruple D titties.
I want my bitch to have a 60-inch waist,
right?
With no belly,
none of that.
It's gotta be trim
with a fat BBL ass,
right? And it better fucking jiggle.
Yes, and them titties, them better jiggle too.
If it don't jiggle right, I'm returning it.
Right, that's what they want because we deserve sexy characters in games.
They out here like I play video games to come. I play video games to completion.
Yuck.
And what's the other thing? The fucking
the what?
Oh, the male gaze thing.
Yeah.
Y'all, let's be real. Y'all are ready for Stellar Blade because the girl is sexy. And you know what? That's fine.
Yes.
But y'all wasn't playing Bayonetta. Or if you were, unless you were like a person who's into being dominated, y'all weren't feeling Bayonetta like that.
Not for the sexy part, no. Because her sexiness was not for anyone but herself.
And you were not fucking with her librarian drip with the glasses. She's out here just...
I love Bayonetta.
She was so iconic out here.
Especially part two, man. That she just said, I'm about to go all out.
She's doing it. That pixie cut, the more I look at it through the years, the more I'm like, you know what? Maybe. Maybe this is better than the Beehive.
The Beehive is still good.
Right. The Beehive, we can't take that away from her.
But the pixie cut.
The pixie cut.
That radicalized me in that year. I was not saying personally anymore after I played that game.
It is a damn good haircut for her.
Like that outfit, everything about that game was just great.
We don't talk about three. Because I don't like that fit.
Ooh, three. That's a rough one.
So, yeah, I don't know many men that want a woman like Bayonetta that don't go down the route of step on me.
Yeah, because, like, Bayonetta's, like, even the way she's built, she's been, like, more of a model than, like, just some, like, blow-up doll.
Exactly.
Like,
she is model-esque as hell.
She's super tall. Like, dummy tall.
And the way she swing them hips?
Yeah. And we love it for her, though.
Yes.
We enjoy her.
Yes.
And then her outfit is, she's pretty clothed up. Like, she's basically, like, not wearing anything that's revealing. Well, until you actually, like, take the clothes off.
Until she starts summoning demons.
Yeah.
So, you know what, guys? If you play this game and you start to feel a little weird, just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen.
Learn something new about yourself.
There you go. Because if you keep playing after you felt that weird feeling... You might be learning a little bit about yourself.
That you didn't know was there.
And we here at Rushdown Radio, we support you.
Yes, we support you discovering yourself, however way that may manifest.
It's okay. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
But the way that Stellar Blade's being positioned as an anti-woke game is really making me not want to play it.
I kind of want to play it just to see if it's a good game and worth all this hoopla.
Well, I have the demo still.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I didn't love it. But maybe because when they put you in a game where you're like pretty much at the very beginning, so you ain't got shit really. So it's very bare bones in the beginning. So that may have contributed to why I'm like,
It is important to have a demo that's like a good impression.
Yeah, I think the demo should not have been the very beginning of the game. Because this game is definitely, it wants to be kind of like, I think, like, one game I think it really, like, makes me think of the most is, like, Neo, in a way. Something about the way the encounters are feels like Neo.
Because
it's not quite, like, it's not like Bayonetta, where it's, like, this crazy over the top. Like, the camera, that's the thing that really makes me think about Neo. The camera makes, like, the encounters are very much, like, very intimate.
I see.
So that part, and then, like, the very strategic way you gotta, like, position yourself with the dodging and stuff and the blocking. I hate the camera being off your shoulder. I hate that so much. Ugh. Makes it hard to, like, read moves and shit. That's just me, though.
Okay.
But it's not a bad game. I don't know if I want to... See, the thing is, like, the trails were so good, and I feel like the demo didn't capture the what the trails had. Like, the trails made that game like it was going to be the most exciting thing ever, and it's not that exciting in the actual, like, demo. The demo is very subdued.
So what you're saying is that they have some damn good marketing.
Extremely good marketing. So I'm on the fence. It's also $70, too.
Ugh. Hate that.
So yeah, I hate that too. So will I get it eventually? Probably. I'll get it day one. That's to be seen. But the Discord running this game, I hate it so much. Every other day I see a post about this game. It's always sticking to the libs. We've got a sexy game here. Like, they were so happy about the fact that the actual artist that made her was a woman. Because somehow means that there's no male gaze involved. As if women can't draw characters for the male gaze.
Another W for us liberals.
Like, it's like, what?
Another W for gamers.
Like, have y'all been outside? Like, this course has been really bad, though. And then the other part about this, a lot of women that's, like, writing about this stuff are getting harassed every day.
I hate that.
I know at least three women journalists in the game industry right now. They're being harassed day in and day out about this damn game.
And you know that a good chunk of these people aren't even going to buy the game.
Probably not. Like, I don't see this game selling gangbusters. It's going to make one of those, like, sleeper hits.
Yeah, I don't see this being a game that they're going to support financially.
Nah, it's going to just be gooners.
Unless you are one of those weirdos that does things like buy multiple copies of a game just to inflate the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of those people that was doing that for Harry Potter.
I will never forgive them for that, by the way. Yeah. That was so damn stupid.
Oof.
I bought 8 copies of the game. Take that, trans people.
I was like, what?
I promise you trans people don't care that you wasted that much money.
I definitely didn't care about that. I hate that. That's also another, that's not considered another anti-woke game.
God.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it has trans representation, supposedly.
But no, this game is for people who like Harry Potter still, regardless of the fact that, you know, J.K. Rowling is a damn, not only transphobic, but also a Holocaust denier.
Barf. Boo.
It's like, she's just insufferable.
I am turning in all. Do I even have Harry Potter stuff left in the house? I better not.
Yeah, she's just like firing on all cylinders when it comes to being like a bigot.
She about to make me never talk to a person named Harry in my life.
All right, I've said enough about Stellar Blade's discourse.
All right, because wow,
very.
I mean, I know gamers are dumb, but Christ.
I mean, you saw that firsthand. What we got next?
All right. So, the Stop Killing Games initiative is born because of Ubisoft.
Okay. What is this initiative?
Let me see if I can find an official quote from them. But the gist is that they are a group led by a YouTuber, and they're trying to make it so that games can't just be, like, delisted once they go offline.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. The Stop Killing Games initiative is the work of YouTuber Ross Scott, better known for his work of running the Accursed Farms channel. Launched this week, the campaign calls upon video game fans around the world to petition their local governments about the issue with a specific directive for past owners of the Crew itself. Now, for people who don't know, the Crew was basically a racing MMO.
Yeah, I remember that game.
And as of March 30th, I want to say, it's going to be shut down with no offline patch, it seems.
Damn.
Yep.
So you can't play it at all?
Nope.
Oh, so he's like those online-only games.
Yep.
Oh, there's a lot of them too.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad.
To take it from the site itself, this site is dedicated to real-world action on ending the practice of publishers destroying video games that they have sold to customers. Because remember, these are not free-to-play games. The Crew came out as a $60 game.
That's so fucked.
And so if you hit the button, take action here, it'll ask you what country you come from, and then it'll give you the priority of who to contact. So let's see. Contact the DGCCRF. I'm not really sure what that is, but that means I would have to have the Crew, which I don't. Contact the FTC. Spread the word on social media. They are real serious. They are like, we are not having this.
Yeah.
And I applaud them.
Yeah, because that's fucked up.
Yeah, losing a game, losing access to a game you paid $60 for, it don't matter how long ago you paid it, but the fact that you could just have a paperweight, that's been fucked.
Yeah, because I know there's more games like that out there. There's been a lot of games like, oh, you can only play online only. That's the whole thing about having online only games. That's the worst part. Because if they ever feel like they don't want to actually deal with the service no more and pay for them, they can just cut it off and you can't do shit with it.
Yep, all that time, all that money, gone, poof, done in an instant.
I hate that so much. They remind me of Drive Club. They had a similar thing where they cut the service off, so you can't get any of the DLC or stuff.
Ugh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I found it out after the fact. Like, after I bought it used. I'm like, okay, I wanted a new racing game to play for a while. I'm like, you know what, let me look and see stuff I may have missed. Mm-hmm. And I saw Drive Club, like, oh, Drive Club is cool. Watch some videos. Then I'm like, you know, I'm going to buy it. I bought it, got it home. It was like, oh, yeah, if you want these other cars, you can't get them. They're unavailable. Because the servers are down forever. So if you didn't buy it when it was there, you will never have to play these other cars, other tracks, and none of this other stuff.
Hatred.
Yeah. So yeah, I get it. So the fact that my little taste of it was just like DLC, I couldn't imagine having to deal with the actual game itself. I couldn't play it offline.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's so ass.
Telling me I can't play my game and my DLC.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Well, it's like a good campaign. Hopefully it gets more supporters before.
That's what I'm hoping for too, because it's really fucked to know that games can just go offline and you're just kind of stuck holding the bag.
Yep. Like, well.
But either way, this is another one for delistedgames.com. Man, what a sight. I didn't know that there was some games that got delisted that just...
There should be a couple of Tales of games that got to get delisted too soon.
I think a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Let me see. Delisted games.
I was like, that's kind of fucked. And you wonder why people actually go to the pirating route, because you can't do anything if the game's not there to buy. Like, what, you want people just to, I mean, what? You want them to try to find a physical copy, which sometimes those games are, like, overly priced and inflated because of the fact that they are not online to buy anymore.
Yeah.
Especially JRPGs. They are the biggest offenders of that shit.
Let's see.
I think Tales of Zillia is on that list of delisted.
Which is tragic.
I think that's one of them. I think the Symphonia thing collection is on there, too. A couple other games are on there from the Tales series.
Which is weird. Like, they all just kind of went offline for some reason.
Yeah, with no rhyme or reason. And no type of, like, plans to, like, relist them later as some type of package or something.
I hope this really takes off.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So many games, man. Some things do get relisted, though. All right. I could do this for hours. This whole delisted games thing.
Send me that, actually. I want to look through there.
I got you. But before we get into that, before I send you all that stuff, here we go with this.
Why you
so Capcom put out a poll.
Oh, yeah.
Of their most popular games and put out quite possibly one of the worst results graphics I think I've ever seen. I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't think it was the results to a poll.
Yeah, it's the results from the survey we took.
This looks so awful. I don't know who thought that this was a good idea to convey information, but I hope they're fired.
I think it's auto-populated from the survey. Like, you don't even have to do anything. So I know when I do those surveys on Google Forms, they have a thing like that, like a little, like, word map thing.
Well, clearly there was no human being who had a hand in this.
But now we know the most used terms for the survey.
So let's see. Dino Crisis.
Was not expecting that one. That was a little.
Mega Man.
Expected that because it's Mega Man.
Capcom.
That's weird. I mean.
Ace Attorney Remake.
God.
Resident Evil Game. And thank you, Monster Hunter Schools. I hate this graphic.
But okay, that's all we got though.
That said, if this turns into a new Dino Crisis game, I'll forgive it.
It might, because they're trying to do more stuff that's like, I don't know, stuff the fans actually want.
Good. Let me kill some dinosaurs. You can't give me a greater joy than shooting down dinosaurs.
Why dinosaurs, though?
Why not dinosaurs?
Why do you want to shoot dinosaurs?
What's wrong with shooting dinosaurs?
It feels like, I don't know.
Like I want to shoot dinosaurs?
No, beyond that. It just feels like you're trying to get rid of, like, you're trying to make sure they stay extinct.
No, I just want to kill some dinosaurs, man.
Okay.
It's not much deeper than that.
We don't know that. For all we know, you could have a whole, like, complex about dinosaurs.
I don't.
You don't know that. Your subconscious mind is different.
What the fuck are you on about? I just want to kill some dinosaurs.
We know.
Then why are you trying to make it something that's not?
Because it is.
It's not.
It's some deeper meaning to this dinosaur killing.
It really isn't.
Something wrong there.
Look, sometimes a dinosaur just gotta die.
That's a statement you should never say out loud.
I just said it.
You should not be saying that with such pride and vigor.
Why not? What?
Sometimes a dinosaur's gotta die. Why do you gotta die?
What? Is dinosaur PETA gonna come for me or something?
Dinosaur PETA.
What is Dino PETA coming for me?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling them. What the fuck does PETA stand for?
I think it's protection against, protection something, treatment of animals.
Well, PETA don't really roll off the tongue. People for the Ethical Treatment of Dinosaurs. We're going to call it PETOD.
PETOD, wow.
There we go, PETOD.
You are.
You think I'm scared of PETOD?
You are annoying. You are so annoying. Just like this infograph.
You think I'm scared? You think I'm scared of the people going like dinosaur rights?
Why are you like this?
Look, you're the one who's making it sound like I'm like some murderer of dinosaurs.
Yeah, you literally just say you want to kill dinosaurs.
Yes.
Wouldn't it make you a murderer of dinosaurs?
That's not the same.
No, how is it not the same? Because, you want to kill dinosaurs.
Because, Michael, dinosaurs are the threat here. I'm trying to stop dino terrorism.
That doesn't exist.
Yet.
So it's just okay to kill dinosaurs, what you're saying.
I kind of think so, yeah.
But you're not a murderer of dinosaurs.
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Would you call an exterminator a murderer of insects?
Wow.
No.
You're comparing bugs to dinosaurs.
I am asking you a question.
This question is definitely not, doesn't make any sense.
I don't see how you feel that way.
You would, because you over here talking about killing dinosaurs for no reason.
There's no good reason to not kill dinosaurs.
Why are we killing dinosaurs?
Why? Look, are you part of PETOD?
Dude, that doesn't exist.
Yes.
There's no such thing as PETOD. You stupid man. This is why we should not have given you this infograph.
I don't know, man. You may sound like you might be part of PETOD.
PETOD don't exist. Yes. I do see. No, I'm trying to look at this graph again. I'm about to think about what you said. All right, we got Darkstalkers is kind of big, and Veronica. Which
well, we're not getting another Darkstalkers, okay? That's not happening.
Onimusha's there?
Why?
DMC? Whoa, time out. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
What?
Let's not hate on Onimusha now.
Nobody hate on it. I don't know why.
Let's not do that. Please don't do that one. Let's not.
Y'all got it.
Let's not do that to Samanos Cake with the great one.
Y'all got it.
Jeez. Have some type of class. Jeez.
Give me all this shit about killing dinosaurs. You want to talk to me about this damn samurai man?
Yes. The greatest samurai man ever to do it. Killing actual things that's actually going to actually do anything wrong to us. Demons. Oni.
Yeah, they're equally as real as dinosaurs, so.
Oh, my God. You are so annoying. You don't even have to be. You choose this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see Breath and Schools. So it's obviously Breath of Fire and Rival Schools.
Definitely get another one of them.
Why you guys say that? I see Okami. Right. I see Reboot. Dead Rising. All right. But yeah, Dino Crisis is huge.
Yes.
Clearly they want another Dino Crisis. You know, Extra Prime was right there. Y'all ain't playing that.
You whore. How dare you?
Wow. You kill dinosaurs, remember? I want to kill dinosaurs.
First of all, they're not real dinosaurs.
What do you mean? I don't care. They're still dinosaurs.
I care. You sound like a crazy person.
You don't look like a creature. I'm about to go on a killing spree of dinosaurs.
Yes, they are a danger.
To whom?
Humanity.
They're not even real.
Oh, but demons and Oni are.
Yes.
You're insane.
If the Japanese said so, they are real.
What?
Yes.
Of course. It all comes back to the Japanese.
They said it. They have whole shrines dedicated to it. Clearly know what they're talking about.
We have fossils.
I mean, are they really fossils?
Yes. Though? Literally, yes.
Were you there when the dinosaurs were
you
there?
You sound like a flat earther.
I'm just saying, you just weren't there. You just weren't there.
Just tell me you think
just
the earth
say
is flat.
You weren't there.
Just tell you me you there. Think the earth is flat.
You weren't there.
I can't believe you.
You weren't there when dinosaurs existed.
And you weren't there when demons supposedly
existed. They still
existed.
Exist now.
Where?
Everywhere.
Man, you probably possessed by one.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I need some demon powers there if that's the case.
No, you don't get the powers.
Whoa.
You don't deserve the powers. Oh, wow. You ain't work for that.
Wow. I don't need to work for it. I'm possessed. That's all I need to do.
Yeah, you possessed, all right.
Wow. I just don't understand why you hating on Shamanosuke like that, though. That just doesn't make no sense.
It's not that I'm hating. This is, you know, I don't feel two ways about him.
Over here trying to kill dinosaurs. There's a dinosaur killing game already out right now that y'all not playing.
Exo Prime will fuck up out of here.
y'all can be pleased. That's what it is. Y'all got the thing y'all wanted, and y'all not even taking advantage of it.
The streets don't fuck with that game.
That's y'all fault, right. Not mine.
Game is mid.
That's not my fault. Okay, Dino Crisis was mid too, though.
There you go, same
thing. The real thing. It was Resident Evil but dinosaurs.
Michael.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
How? Is it not a survival horror game?
It's a good game.
I didn't ask that. I asked if it was a survival horror.
Well, I gave you the answer you deserve.
No, that's not the real answer. That's not the answer
I gave you the answer you deserve.
No, you gave me some bullshit answer. That's
well,
not
maybe
right.
You deserve a bullshit answer for these bullshit questions.
You know what? Your strong feelings for Dino Crisis makes no sense when you can go play Extra Primer right now.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
We're moving on. That's what's crazy. Because if I'm going to be frustrated, I'm going to be frustrated at the right people. And this last topic is frustrating.
Oh.
So BAFTA took a poll of the 20 most iconic characters in video games.
Ooh, man.
And I was going to just go into this blind, but Michael suggested I look at the list, and for once he was right.
Oh, wow, okay. You know what? That's fine. You can think you throw your little shade here and there.
Because what the fuck is this list?
You want to go through the 20 characters?
Yes.
All right.
All right. So Nathan Drake, okay, you in here, buddy. Ellie, I mean, whatever. I wouldn't have put you in here, but, I mean, come on in. Kazuma Kiryu, yes. There is a seat with your name on it, sir. It is embroidered. Asterion, a little too soon to say, but if there was going to be one character I think would come from that game as a classic character, it'd be Asterion.
Yeah.
Cloud Strife, sit your sad ass at the table. Crash Bandicoot, have a seat. Solid Snake, there you go ahead. Take a seat,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, he definitely deserves to be there.
Pikachu, they did you dirty, but go ahead, sit at the table. And then we hit our first snag, our first real snag. Arthur Morgan.
Yeah.
And look, I like Arthur Morgan as much as the next person. But I think we need to really conceptualize what the word iconic means.
Yes.
When I think of something iconic, that means I can say it in a group of people and they know what it is, whether or not they've engaged with the content or not.
Exactly. And I don't think most people know who he is.
No. Like, if I were to go outside and be like, hey, do you like Arthur Morgan? People are going to look at me like, I mean, who the fuck is that? Or if I go outside, hey, are you a fan of Pikachu?
They're going to get a visceral reaction of, well, I don't like Pikachu, but, and there's going to be some other Pokemon you love.
Exactly. So I can't call him iconic.
I can't either. I didn't know that was his real name. I didn't know that was actually was a character that's actually the main character of the series.
Yes, he is the main character of Red Dead Redemption
2. I thought it was just whatever avatar you made.
Nope. So then we get into the top 10, and this is where I got a lot of problems. Shadowheart. That's my first problem.
I don't like who.
First of all, y'all tried to sneak in two characters from Baldur's Gate.
Man, they really did.
Second, you picked one of the most mid characters. I mean, oh my God, how are you so mid? Instead of Carlock or Lazel, I'd have taken Lazel. I wouldn't have liked it, but I'd have taken it. Shadowheart.
Yes.
Kratos. No one's arguing that.
Nah.
Master Chief, no one's arguing
definitely
that.
Definitely not that one. That's
Link, Pac-Man, both of them not being argued with. Sackboy.
That's weird. To say that Sackboy's more iconic than the character you just mentioned is weird. Like, most people don't even know who Sackboy is.
Sackboy is a PlayStation exclusive character.
Yes.
That has only been in, like, two generations? Maybe three? Oh, no, three, because they came up with a PS5 game for some reason.
They did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Sackboy has his own game on the PS5.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yup, because it was advertised like shit.
Ah, that's probably why, because I definitely hear nothing about that game.
Sackboy.
Yes, Sackboy is out here in these streets being more iconic than literally Link, who to some has one of the best games of all time. Meanwhile, Sackboy just has a pretty good game.
Some people think that Link is in some of the greatest and most iconic games of the Nintendo's library.
Yep. And yet and still, think
he's less iconic
than Sackboy.
Hate that for y'all.
Yeah.
So then we go to Sonic and then Agent 47.
Another weirdo one. What are we doing here?
How'd you get on the list, my guy?
How did we have lost the plot? How is he more iconic than that whole list before him? And the people they omitted from the list, too.
I have no other way to describe this list in pain. Because y'all put Agent 47 here. I don't know shit about Hitman that makes it iconic. But...
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
Because it isn't.
Like, where's the whole, like, Hitman series struggling to sell most of the time?
Yeah.
Didn't that movie flop?
Yes.
So, like, what are we doing?
Despite us going to go see it.
I mean, it was a fun time, but, like, let's be real, though. The Hitman franchise IP is not strong.
But he's the most popular character from it.
That he's the only character from it, really. Yeah, that.
I don't know how he became iconic.
I didn't either. I wasn't there, obviously.
Clearly, we were, like, asleep at the wheel.
Yes,
something.
We had to be, because iconic where? It's iconic in the house with us right now while he's here.
Like, hey, guys, I'm going to play that game Agent 47's from. People are going to look at me like, what the fuck is an Agent 47?
What's he going to play? Like, what?
Or, like, as opposed to me going, like, hey, I'm going to play the Kratos game. He's going to go play God of War.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But after Agent 47, we have Mario at number 2.
Which is unsettling.
And at number 1, we have Lara Croft. So now we're saying that Lara Croft is more iconic than Mario.
Yeah.
No.
I would think so.
No, you wouldn't.
I would think that she's more iconic.
Don't you lie to me.
I would never do such a thing.
You absolutely would.
I would never. That's not even my character.
If it meant that you got a nice little chuckle out of it,
you think so low of me? Why would I do that? I have way more cooth about me.
Lie to yourself. Not to me.
I am floored on this list. I'm like, who did y'all get to vote?
4,000 people, apparently.
Because the votes don't seem like they're really contemporary either. Like, Lara Croft was an icon of the 2000s. Like, what?
I know they didn't ask me, because I wouldn't have put that shit on here. Take that shit out.
I ain't seen a Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat character on that list either.
And you know what? I would take that they're fighting game characters and you don't want to put them on there. I would take that, but that ain't the case. Y'all was just like, we're going to find all these characters that have been in stuff that was good at one time.
But iconic, like, some of the people are not in iconic games themselves.
Yeah, like Agent 47.
Yeah, that was definitely a weird one. And then he ranked so high, too.
Three?
He's not more iconic than Sonic the Hedgehog. You gotta be out of your freaking mind.
Or Kratos. Or Pikachu. How is Pikachu not in the top five?
How is he not top three? Like, the Pokemon IP is so strong worldwide. Like, what are we talking about here? I don't understand that.
I don't know what BAFTA gained from this. Y'all have to look at... See, this is how I know y'all don't play nothing. Because if somebody was on y'all list that played games, they would have looked at this and been like, this looks kind of stupid. But see, y'all listen to the journalism man that was like, angry clicks are clicks too. I hate this list.
I do too. I saw it, I'm like, this is dumb.
This looks, makes me angry.
No Sub-Zero, no Scorpion, no Ryu, no Chun-Li. Like, what?
I just...
No Sora. Yeah. Like, I don't even like Sora like that. But are we talking about icons of video games?
I guess we're gonna
get it. If you have Cloud, then you have to have Sora there. Especially, like, if you want to look at icons, just look at Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers. Just look to that. Lots of icons there.
Yeah, that is like a...
No Mega Man?
Just a smorgasbord of iconic characters there. No Mega Man.
Like, jump shoot man? Like, what are we doing?
No Castlevania characters.
None. Not Alucard. Not Richter. None of them.
Not Simon.
None of them. Not one.
Fuck them. What game were they from? Castlevania? Who even played that?
Nobody, obviously. Even though the cartoon that just came out was really, really, really good and very well received. But, you know, nobody plays those games or watches that show. He's not iconic.
Nah. Guy's an upstart.
Like, I don't know what the criteria was. But I'd be very curious to see what it was, because it's like Agent 47 at 3?
Yeah, that's... I don't like that.
At 3?
That means he's over characters like Kratos.
Like, what?
Kratos could scream at Agent 37, and he's like, you got it, bro. I'm going to leave
now.
What's
that we even been talking about? Like, the weirdest thing about this list is that when have we talked about Lara Croft, really?
Right, the last time we talked about Lara Croft, we were talking about how her latest game, like, the last game that she put out in that trilogy was mid as hell.
Exactly. Okay, now I get it. I get it now. I just realized that there's a remake that came out recently for Lara Croft. I think the first three games got remade. So that's why she's that high. I think people... What? Yes.
You think that's what happened?
I think why people put her in, like, the conversation now.
I hate it. I hate it if that's the reason.
I think that might be a big reason. Like, she's back in, like, social consciousness right now because of the fact that her remake came out. But most iconic, I just don't see it. I don't either. Not for Lara Croft. Not in this era, no. If you see what's at the 90s, yes. Like the 90s to, like, the early 2000s, yes. I was like, yeah, she's quite iconic. Especially the height of her, probably, when she came up with that movie that Angelina Jolie was in. That would have made sense, but she hasn't been that popular in decades. So, I don't know. That list is weird. It just doesn't really represent gaming, really. It represents, like...
I don't know what this represents.
Yeah, because the Baldur's Gate characters being there doesn't make sense to me either. Like, they're too fresh. They just came out. It's like saying, Power World should be on that list.
Oh my god. Yeah, this list was stupid, and I just
people are definitely arguing about it.
What's to argue?
I mean they're saying that the list is the list and you should stop being mad.
So I don't have anything else to add to this story.
I actually don't either. I just thought we should talk about it because it's egregious.
It is pretty stupid.
It's so bad. Was that the last one?
Yes,
I guess we're at the sound off portion of the show.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to spend like 30 minutes talking about Final Fantasy Rebirth, so I will spare you all that. But Anthony, do you have anything to sound off about?
I do.
Okay. What you got?
I really, really just want this goddamn gaming industry for once in its goddamn lifespan to keep your promises.
What is this about?
I think it was, yeah, I know I did. That was something I read even afterwards. It was some Xbox game that's going to come out at 30 frames per second lock. Ugh. Sinuous Sacrifice.
Oh, that game.
That game is going to come out.
This is supposed to be the most beautiful game on Xbox ever.
30 frames.
Ooh, why?
Or how about how they are reporting that GTA 6
oh, yeah, I saw that.
Is not going to be 60 frames even on the PS5 Pro.
Which is insanity to me.
You guys are telling me that you don't have it in you to make it so that GTA 6, a game that is so far out, y'all can't make it run 60 frames?
No, that's hard. That's too difficult. 60 frames per second. 4K. What is this?
What they promised.
The future?
It's what they promised. Well, and all I'm trying to do is get what I was owed.
Well, they obviously lied, because most games can't even run at 60 frames and 4K.
Nope. Hell. This console generation was supposed to be the time we got 4K this and that and 120 hertz display.
That's the thing. Most games can't even run that fast.
No.
It can't do both for some reason.
Y'all are having trouble with 60 frames a second.
Man, a big trouble. Lots of trouble.
And if my problem ain't with them, it's with the people who defend them, like, oh, you even really need 60 frames. I can't even see 60 frames.
Oh, God, those people are so annoying.
It's like, even if I believed you, I don't. But even if I did, it's the fact that it might, I don't want to call it a scam, but it's definitely lies.
Oh, yeah. Bold-faced lies.
Just, I hate that the industry is just like, you know, we fuck it. They bought consoles. Fuck it. Whatever.
And then the worst part is that we're paying more money now.
Right? We're paying more money per copy. Like, oh, you want this game? 70. You want this game? 70.
That's the weird part. That we're supposed to be, they're saying the games are more advanced now.
And that's why they needed more money.
And then in the same breath, it's not, we can't advance enough to actually have the thing they promised to us years ago about these consoles.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I hate that so much. Is there a game that exists right now on console that could do 60 frames and 4K? Doesn't exist. Am I shooting for the stars?
I mean, right now, yeah, you are.
That's so shit. Like, every 60 FPS game I've seen has been 1080p or 720.
Nah, brother, you're not getting both.
But I want both.
I want $1 million. You ain't getting it.
I hate it so much. That GTA thing was weird, because it said PS5 Pro, not just the base model, the Pro one, with the updated graphics card and shit. Wasn't the whole SSD the thing that's going to be able to help them achieve this?
Mm-hmm.
Another fucking lie. Imagine that Tyler Creator GIF. That was a fucking lie. That's literally where we're at right now.
We are.
We are living that right now.
And stop defending this.
Yeah, it would be really nice if people
did.
It's
such BS.
I think another part of people that I don't like, the part of this conversation, the people that said, well, we had a whole era, we didn't have 60 FPS. I'm like, have you ever played a Nintendo game before? Nintendo, Sega, all those games were 60 FPS. Like, go ahead, just try to emulate those games. You'll see the frame rates right there.
Yes.
So that whole idea that we're not used to 60 FPS is dog garbage.
You can't tell what 60 FPS.
Yes, you can.
The people who try to tell you can't see the difference between 30 and 60 are insane people.
There are people that don't, can't see the difference between 1080p and 4K, so.
Well, I think that's going to be it for my sound, though, because I could go at length for, like, ages. Where, ugh. And that's just the 40K 60 promises that were broken.
Yeah.
I don't, ugh. Sony and Microsoft. Well, at least Nintendo doesn't make these promises. They're just like, here's thing. Buy thing.
Yeah, they just say, if you get it, you get it. And if you don't expect it.
Right. Good luck with whatever resolution we give y'all.
Right? Luckily, I will say to their credit, they do a pretty good job with their first party games.
Yep, even the ones that kind of run like dog water, like, you know, Breath of the Wild / Tears of the Kingdom.
See, I was talking about like the Mario games.
I wouldn't.
The true first party games. So I was like, you know, the Mario games all run at 60 FPS, so they look really good at it. Imagine if they have Mario games with 30 FPS.
It would change the game.
Yeah, even Smash Brothers runs at 60 FPS. It does.
Wait, what does?
Smash Brothers.
Oh, that one does, yeah. I mean, it's a fighting game. It better.
That's probably why we can see it a lot better, too, because we play fighting games.
Right.
That's what it is, too. I think, but if you're not a fighting game player or a person that plays, like, FPS games. Or
you're not going to see or feel the frame difference.
Yeah, if you're not playing games that's, like, super frame intensive, you won't tell a difference. But it look ugly, though, this 30 frames, though. Like, I played Final Fantasy Rebirth in 30, so I can get the 4K. And I'm like, this ain't worth it. This is ugly.
I'm sorry. Because I can imagine it feeling like shit.
It felt terrible. I hated it. Like, I'll just deal with the 1080p.
I'm sorry. You have to go through that.
It's all right. I have learned a valuable lesson in this time with that game that maybe Square Enix just don't make games I like no more. But then I had to think, wait a minute. I really, really liked, what was that? Trials of Mana a lot. That was a cute-ass game. And this Vision of Mana is equally as cute. So maybe I just don't like Final Fantasy no more. That's what it is.
That's tough.
I mean, when I look at the roster of Final Fantasy games, ain't a whole bunch of them I like when I think about it. Like, I don't want to play 10 again. I mean, 12 had a really good art style, but I don't want to play that one either again. I mean, I played 13 again. I don't want to play 6 or 5. I don't definitely want to play 5 again. That game was hard as fuck. I'll play 4 again. 4 is cool. 1 through 3 aren't games to me, so I don't play those.
Damn, they're not games
to me? They're not games to me.
What does that even mean?
And they're like, just, they're just there.
All right, man, whatever you say.
And then 9, I hate, so, man, it's ugly.
Maybe you do have a hatred for them.
And I don't want to play 10 again ever again in my life.
maybe you do have a hatred for Final Fantasy that can only be quenched once you've gotten rid of it out of your life.
Because, like, I don't like most of the games in the franchise. Like, yeah, 15 was terrible, so don't want to play that ever again in my life.
I think this might be the last straw.
I mean, will I play new ones? Probably. But am I like, oh my God, I can't wait. It's like, I can wait. I could definitely wait. That's why I waited for, did I wait for 16? I think I did. But yeah, that didn't change my life or anything. It was a cute ending though. But I think my taste in games has definitely changed a lot over the years.
Okay. Well, I do believe that's the end of our show.
Yes.
So, you know the spiel. Check us out on Spotify, your platform of choice. Check out rushdownradio.net for more of our editorials and discussions. Check us out on YouTube for other little various videos that we'll have popping up there soon. And we will talk to you guys later.